I'll ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, if I start my bachelor's at Ivy Tech, will any four-year school take my transfer credits? Sure, dozens. We have transfer agreements with IU, Purdue, and lots more colleges and universities in and out of state. Last year, more than 31,000 of our students transferred credits. And this year, we'd love to help you join them. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
No one knows how to help you say, I love you, like Sparrow Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrow's has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say, I love you, just the way you want. Sparrow's will even custom make your love message with hand-painted and country craft items. Remember, Tony says, Sparrow's wants to help you say, I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever needs to be said just the right way with flowers. Call us today for delivery today or stop by Sparrow's Greenhouse and Large Showroom.
Want to make your yard the wow yard of the neighborhood? Then call Jeff Hardesty and let him create a landscape masterpiece for you. His crews are accredited or certified in the landscaping industry. Not just a bunch of guys with a truck and a shovel. Real landscapers, you know what I mean. For quality installation, innovative experience and design, it's always Hardesty Landscaping. Don't hire another landscaper until you talk to Jeff. Call him at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Special thanks to our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and Clinton County Daily News. com. My name's Kevin Keith, and we have on the phone John Tamney. John, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we were going to talk about a couple different things. You wrote an interesting book called The End of Work, Why Your Passion Can Become Your Job. I love the concept of that, but you also was going to be able to talk to us a little bit this morning about the Supreme Court basically ending the free web internet sales tax. And
yes.
I wanted to get your thoughts on that. I think it kind of caught a lot of people by surprise, but I wasn't real surprised by it.
No, I think you're right. I think you're not being surprised was the correct reaction. Let's be clear, government always looks for ways to enhance the power of government, and that's exactly what this did. The idea of a sales tax is that businesses in the area pay it because they're paying for policemen, firemen, some of the local things that presumably aid that business. Internet businesses get none of that. They are located elsewhere. And so why is it that they're paying taxes for a locale that they're not part of? It makes no sense. They have no infrastructure there. Why are they paying for local infrastructure?
So it was a 5-4 ruling. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that, talking about how, the correlation between the infrastructure and talking about the police services or whatever that may be?
Well, the first thing I would say is I think taxes in a perfect world would be highest on the local level. That's kind of the point. The point was the federal government would do very little precisely because it couldn't possibly meet the needs of a nation full of different people living in different places. And so taxes should be higher locally to reflect individual choice about what you want in government. If you want a lot, you pay more. If you want very little, you'd pay fewer taxes. And so with Amazon or with any other internet retailer, Amazon's based in Seattle. Other internet retailers are based out of homes around the country and around the world. Why should they pay taxes in a city that they're not part of, that the policemen there, the firemen there, the local services that businesses in the area pay for, why should some business well outside that locality pay those taxes? It makes no sense. A sales tax is almost by definition local to fund local government. Well, these businesses are not part of that. What an odd thing that we're going to penalize consumers all the while expanding the power of government, all because businesses outside of that locality are meeting the needs of the people.
I've not heard a whole lot of people talk about this yet, and I'm guessing it's because it's not affected them yet, John. It may really come into effect maybe like today is Amazon Prime Day or Christmas in July, as they call it, for Amazon Prime members. But once we get to the real Christmas and these people who do their online shopping almost exclusively for Christmas, that's when they'll start raising Cain, probably.
Yeah, no, I think so. It's when people start feeling the hit, and basically businesses figure out a way to do this. I mean, the complications, just because every different city and town may have a different tax regime, it really makes things complicated for small businesses that suddenly must collect taxes. But let's be clear, this is a price placed on work. Why are we working? We are working in order to get. Our work is our demand for all the goods and services we need. And so suddenly, the Supreme Court has given governments around the country yet another way to take away the fruits of our labor, as in if we figure out a way to lower our tax bill, which is what we should do, governments are going to come after us. Now, think about that. We live in a city and state, and they have decided we didn't get enough of your income. And so we're going to use the Supreme Court and the power of the courts to get more of your income. We want more control of your income, and by extension, we want more control of the economy. We've figured out a way to do it. It's shameful, and it penalizes businesses for being innovative, for figuring out the ways to work as leanly as possible, as in being in one place and doing as much for consumers with as little output as possible. We're penalizing them for it.
All right, John, I believe we have a phone call from a listener out there, and we'll see if we can put them on the air now. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, John, I'm kind of conflicted on this one. I like minimal government interference, but I also like equal protection under the law. As you probably know, radio stations champion the cause of our local retailers, right? Not
yes.
Amazon. So a radio station gets its lifeblood from the mom and pop and the independent business people up and down the streets, not Amazon. So therefore, if we're to have this radio station, which you're taking advantage of right now, this is made possible. Your existence on this program is made possible by local retailers who pay sales tax. You understand?
No, I understand. I also disagree. Let's remember who makes this radio station possible are the listeners. If they don't listen, there is no radio station.
We're basically telling the advertisers, because the listeners don't pay the bills.
That's true, but their consumption does pay the bills. So basically, we're telling the listeners that you don't matter.
No,
I'm the guest on the show. Businesses are trying to meet the needs of consumers. They are local, so they have instant access to the consumers. They have protection from the police, from firemen. They have all this infrastructure spending that builds up what they are, something that these online businesses don't have. Let's never forget that online accounts for 4% of total consumption in the United States.
But retailers, and the listener are both important. This is like a tripod. You cannot say that this leg is important and this leg is not important.
Look, I'm for limited government, and I am not for governments figuring out ways to get more of my income.
Let me ask you a question. A UPS or a mail delivery service gets that package from Amazon to the consumer. Is that right?
In some instances, yes.
If it's not UPS or mail, how is it?
Well, so what's your question? What do you want to know? Amazon delivers
packages
in all sorts of ways.
The UPS driver drives over streets, right?
Yeah.
How are those streets paid for?
Okay, well, look, if you want to, and so much of those streets for UPS to get there are paid for through federal taxes around the country. Look, if you want to get into minutia like this.
If the UPS driver has an accident.
If you think you're going to stump me on this, dream on. The basic truth is that local taxes are local taxes. They're not meant to be paid by businesses outside the locality.
If the UPS driver has an accident, is it the Seattle Police Department that shows up?
Okay, look. If you think you're going to win the argument by bringing up not counterfactuals but these little minutiae like this, that's your choice.
This is the lifeblood of the local businesses. Do not want to compete against people who have an automatic 7% discount.
Okay, so businesses exist to meet the needs of their consumers to some degree, and basically what you're saying is they're going to use government basically to put a tariff on outside businesses looking to meet their needs. If that's what you want, that's your choice.
Either the states can lower the sales tax, which is fine. There are some states that don't have sales tax.
And so the states should lower the sales tax. If it's a problem, if there is a belief that local businesses are being harmed by what once again represents 4% of total consumption, if that really is a big imposition on their ability to prosper, then something should be done locally to reduce that sales tax to make them more competitive. But don't ask the Supreme Court to come in and do your bidding.
I am all for minimal government interference.
Obviously you're not for minimal because you keep saying that, but you keep talking about different ways to get more revenues into the hands of politicians. So, in fact, you're not. You keep talking about different ways to basically protect local businesses from competition. That is not limited government. That is using government to meet your own needs.
Let me ask you a question.
Don't try to explain to someone who's actually for limited government what limited government is. You're not. You're asking for something entirely different.
Let me ask you a question. In the state of Indiana, the sales tax revenue, where does it go?
You would know. I don't live in Indiana.
I think if you're going to say we should not have an increasing percentage of money go toward sales tax, I think you need to know where that money is going.
It's not my business to know where it's going. What is it's a local tax. I am for choice. Some localities will charge very little. Some will charge very lot. A lot. It's just about one's preference for how much government they want. What I'm talking about is that presumably local taxes are meant to pay for local services, which Amazon does not get local services. And you can talk about, well, the roads, which are generally funded by the federal government, or you can talk about how a UPS driver might have access to something locally. And, okay, that's great, but the basic truth is, you're looking to put a tariff on an outside business. I say businesses locally are improved by competition, just as businesses in the U.S. broadly are improved by competition from around the world. I am for limited government. I'm for free trade. You are not. You are for government picking winners and losers. Don't presume to be for limited government.
I am all for those states that have zero sales tax.
That should be your thing, but don't pretend to be for limited government when you're calling for government to protect businesses to take more out of the hands of the consumers who make local radio stations possible.
I'm just saying that the Amazon should not necessarily get a free ride for the UPS trucks to go over local streets that are paid for in part by sales taxes from local retailers.
If that's your story, then why don't you get some legislation going that says, okay, Amazon, from now on, if you want to send UPS trucks meeting the needs of the people in your town, you're going to pay a tax. What I hope Amazon does is say, hey, you know what? Don't need your business anymore, and see how successful your idea is, okay? But don't presume to use the federal government to do your bidding. I think that's wrong-headed, and you're not for limited government. Stop going around telling people.
It's not called if you ship from Seattle tax, no tax. It's sales tax. And you can argue whether sales tax is a good idea or a bad idea.
I think it's a great idea.
You shouldn't charge the blue ones this and the green ones that.
I'm not charging the blue ones this and that. Once
Amazon
again,
does not get charged.
Well, actually, Amazon already pays local sales tax.
They're getting a free ride on a 7% discount.
Actually, what you're saying is untrue. Once again, you're welcome to your opinions, but you're not welcome to your facts because you're making things up. In fact, go order on Amazon today. Amazon pays local sales taxes. What you're saying is divorced from reality, much like most of what you've been saying in the call. But let me be clear once again. I think sales taxes are a very good thing. That's, I think, the best way for governments to raise revenues. And I think sales taxes should be highest local, and they should be lower the farther away you are from the town. I just don't think that for businesses that aren't located in the city, they should face a tariff for meeting the needs of people when they don't even have a physical presence there.
Their distribution arm is located locally because that's how they get to the
consumer. Once again, look, before making grand statements, think about what you're
saying. I'm not making
Amazon,
grand statements.
No. In fact, you are, and then you keep being proven incorrect. Order something on Amazon, and you'll notice that Amazon pays local sales tax. See, what you don't understand is that Amazon would love to have this happen. Amazon's got the infrastructure to pay the different taxes to different localities in the U.S. and around the world. They would love to have it happen. What this does is harm the small business trying to make it, because it's much more difficult administratively for a small business.
So if you had a magic wand, what would you propose?
If I had a magic wand, I would say cities and states should charge whatever taxes they want, but internet sales taxes, that is a different thing. The businesses aren't in that location. It's
you think
not
there
the
should
job.
Be a separate tax for it?
No, I'm for limited government. You're not for limited government. I'm looking for ways to limit how much governments collect, and I'm not looking for the federal government to basically make it more difficult to basically put tariffs on businesses that aren't in the cities and states that they serve. So, again, I'm for limited government. I'm not looking for different taxes.
All I'm saying is I'm for equity, and it depends on how you want to slice this.
There's much
more
equity.
Is.
Well, okay, but when you're a local business, you have much better odds of serving the needs of the people in your town. And how we know this, once again, is that internet sales account for 4% of total retail sales. If you think that's equal, if you think that some online business has better odds of meeting the needs of local customers than the businesses in that town, you're just not living in reality. Because once again, 4% of sales come from internet. The rest come from the brick and mortar.
Is that percentage growing?
Yeah, I would hope so when you consider how small it is.
So in another 10 years, it could be 10%, 15%, 20%. Well, let's look where the puck's going here.
And good. That would be an amazing thing. Let's hope that businesses are better off when they face competition. They're much worse off when they don't experience competition. But don't pretend for a second that somehow a local business is at a disadvantage for being local, because that's just not true.
What do you think put Radio Shack out of business?
It wasn't any longer meeting the needs of its customers.
Uh-huh.
Because implicit in your argument, if Radio Shack was put out, oh my gosh, internet put Radio Shack out of business. Okay, well why are Apple stores thriving? You know, go into a shopping mall in 1980. The stores aren't the same as they are today. Was that all internet? No. By the year 2000, long before the internet was prominent at all, a lot of those businesses had gone. That is called progress. We are the United States, the most dynamic economy in the world. Businesses fail all the time. That's the source of our genius. In Silicon Valley, 9 out of 10 businesses started there this year will be dead by next year.
Leave the impression, and despite what you may say otherwise, that I am for higher taxes necessarily. But what I am for is a certain amount of equity so that the local business around the square in Frankfort, Indiana, if they have a product their consumer has to pay sales tax on, and their competitor, who's in the smartphone of the person that comes into that store, gets an automatic 7% discount, then I inherently have a problem with that, because I am in the corner and cheer on that local business that has the entrepreneurial spirit and guts to open up that business in downtown Frankfort. That's really all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Well,
thanks, Russ. Appreciate the call. That's the owner and general manager of our station here, John. And I can tell you, he's a limited government kind of guy, but this is kind of confusing, you know. And I mean, it's you try to look at things from both sides and try to get all the opinions. But hey, I do want to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back, and I want to talk to you about your book real quick, okay?
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
All right, John. Hang on just one second. Thanks to our sponsors, too, Welty Custom Exteriors and Compass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Back with more Party Line next on WILO.
Thank you for making Clinton County Daily News your number one resource for the news you need in Clinton County. Now available is Party Line On Demand. Just click the On Air tab. Also now available is Help Wanted, where you can find a job or, if you're a business, find out how to advertise the jobs you already have available. Also, while you're there, let us know your opinion by answering the poll question of the week. And make sure you check the real-time weather radar. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your local free online newspaper.
After surgery, getting back on your feet isn't always easy. Milner Community Healthcare is here to support you throughout your recovery process. We offer the perfect environment for you to heal and get stronger. A speedy recovery and returning our patients home as quickly as possible are our primary goals. We're honored to be a quality-rated nursing facility and have served our community since 1971. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare for short-term rehabilitation.
Our members often ask us, is this loan too small? The answer is probably not. From holiday loans to get through the Christmas season, to braces, guitars, or even that big screen TV you've been wanting. Here at Encompass, we work with you on loans both big and small. So stop by or apply online today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
Hi folks, this is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338. Or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Hey, welcome back to Party Line. Our guest is John Tamney. He's the author of The End of Work, Why Your Passion Can Become Your Job. John, I got to be honest, I'm doing radio here in Frankfort, Indiana, and I love it. But I've been in radio for 25 years, and I've done some other things over those 25 years, some fast food management and working in factories when I need to. But I'm truly living the dream here doing radio, and particularly for a good company, which isn't always the case. But not all people out there have that opportunity. Tell me why your passion can become your job, and how would you go about that?
Well, I think your story, Kevin, tells the story for us. When think about how much you love what you do uncontrollably. Now, 150 years ago, when we were born, we really had no options. It was kind of binary. We were either going to work on the farm, or we were going to probably do something related to it. Didn't matter if you loved it or hated it. That's what you had to do to survive.
Right.
And then these robots come along, like the tractor and fertilizer, that basically free more people in history from a job than ever. Suddenly we didn't need all these hands to create food. It was the biggest job destroyer in history. But it didn't put us out of work. It just freed us up to focus our genius on the talents we actually have. And so with these technological advances, more and more people like you and me get to do what we enjoy. And that's the point. My argument is this: prosperity grows, our work ethic grows, just because jobs more and more reflect our unique skills and our intelligence, as opposed to being things that we have to do to survive.
So you take it on from an optimistic standpoint, because we have had guests on here who talk about the automation is going to take away all the jobs, and you better get out there and be finding something else, and how terrible automation is, and it's putting people out of work. But you're kind of saying that this will free you up for an opportunity to do something else.
Oh, yeah. Robots and automation aren't going to put us out of work. They're just going to merely make us fall in love with work. Let's be clear. If it were all about creating jobs, it'd be simple. We would just abolish the tractor, the car, the computer and the ATM machine. All of us would be working. Now, we'd be incredibly poor and unhappy, but we'd all be working simply because everything that we want in life would require exponentially more labor. All these things do, every form of technology is a job destroyer, but it doesn't put us out of work. It just makes us better at our work. Think, everyone listening, think how much less productive we would be without a computer, how much less ground we could cover in sales if we lacked cars and telephones. But all of them destroyed jobs at the time.
Right.
But they just made us better. And so this further automation, what it's going to lead to is a much happier worker. Because let me be clear, we're headed for a 4-day work week. Mark it down. And what that means, particularly for people like you and me, is that in fact we'll be better off, because the demand for entertainment in a 4-day work week, the demand to learn new things and have new conversations is going to grow and grow. And we're seeing this right now. In the 1970s, if you were a chef, that wasn't even a professional classification. But in the 2000s, in the 21st century, more and more people get to make a life out of their love of food, and their love of wine, and their love of video games. Nowadays, there are not just professional video game players, but it's such a prosperous league now that there are video game coaches. And all of this is because of the automation. It just makes us more productive and frees us up to do the things that we want to do, not the work that we have to do.
Well, it sounds intriguing. Tell us how we can grab your book.
Oh, yeah, well, it's on Amazon. It's on Barnes. I shouldn't have mentioned that. It's on BarnesandNoble.com. I've heard it's at bookstores, and I'll just point out that I suppose if you buy it in Terre Haute, you may pay a lower sales tax than you would in Frankfurt. And so it's one of those things that, depending on where you buy it, it's available throughout the U.S. and online, too.
Well, we appreciate your stimulating conversation this morning, John, and maybe we'll catch you down the road at a later time.
Oh, Kevin, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you giving me the chance to offer a different point of view on the internet sales tax, too.
Well, that's what we need, so we appreciate that.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, John. All right. Yeah, sometimes making us a little uncomfortable makes us a little better, right? Gives us something else to think about that we maybe haven't thought about with our blinders on. I don't know. I do know that some of that is confusing, because I still understand about half of what how that affects. But I still do shopping the old-fashioned way. I'll buy something online every now and then. But I had a terrible experience about 6 months ago. I was trying to buy a case for my iPhone, and I found one online that I really, 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 really loved, and it was going to be functional for me and everything, and I bought it. And it said clearly right there for an iPhone 6, and I get it, and it's for a 6S, and it doesn't fit it. And so I ordered another one, again, you know, crossed my T's, dotted my I's, and ordered another one, and it came, and it didn't fit as well. And then trying to get all the, you know, trying to return that and print off a paper and prove that I paid for it, it was just, you know, I'm $30 in the hole for two iPhone cases, which I still have in the top of my closet, so I don't know. But I'm still one of those people who I buy something online every now and then, but I still want to go to the store and feel it and hold it and grab it and squeeze it and touch it and make sure it's exactly what I want. But anyway, you guys have a great day. Thanks for joining me, and thanks to our sponsors, too, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Have a great day from WILO. We'll have more Party Line at 8:30 tomorrow morning from WILO.